before we go, let's check in with Gerry Murphy of Met Éireann. Storm Floris has meant a status yellow warning for 14 counties in the northern and western parts of the country. The north affected as well. 8,000 customers are without power in the west and northwest. That's according to ESB Networks this morning. Gerry, what's happening with the weather in those counties? How bad or not is it at the moment?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, for the most part, it has been basically what we've expected within yellow level warning range. We had one mean wind of 76 kilometres per hour in Malin Head, which is that little bit stronger. But it is panning out as expected. The storm, Floris, the stormy conditions are over Scotland. And because we're close to it then, we're getting what we say wet and windy weather. And the winds have swung around to a westerly direction. They're going to continue fairly strong in general for the next hour or two over all of the country. But then for most of the country, really, we'll see fairly light. The winds will tend to ease as we go through the morning, but they will, the stronger winds will persist up in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal for a good part of the afternoon before they eventually ease as well. So, yes, certainly a windy morning. The rainfall amounts were heavy overnight, but the rain isn't that heavy now and it will soon clear to the southeast. But the winds will still be a factor, especially further to the north and especially up in, as I said, Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal into the afternoon.
And yellow, I mean, we're not confined to our homes, obviously, but it's just a matter of just being careful.
Yes, it's really a matter of just being careful. The main issue with this particular weather event is really the time of year and the weekend that it's occurring. So in terms of its potential impacts, it had a greater weight than a wet, windy day, perhaps in a non-bank holiday weekend or a non-tourist time of the year. But certainly those winds that we've experienced overnight and are experiencing this morning would no doubt cause issues at campsites, festivals, etc. for temporary structures. But in the broader scheme of things, it's still a relatively small weather event, having said that.
Thank you very much indeed. Gerry Murphy, Senior Forecaster with Met Éireann. It's a minute to nine.